Hello, Portland and beyond. This is Lynn Fitch. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Many of you who are listening are expecting me to talk about the recent events at KBOO, and it's not why I'm here. They are important issues, and in time, with more understanding, everything will come to light. Today, I want to tell you about why I'm here and the mission I'm leading at KBOO. First, I want to share with you why community radio is so important to me. For years, I have dedicated my life to public service. I do this because it's good for the soul, helping people around me, contributing to my community by serving the greater good. My experience in community radio has given me a love and respect for its ability to facilitate positive change, to serve the public, and empower them with information, education, and access to the airwaves. Community radio does so many things that other sources of media can't. It's a mechanism for change, a way of hearing the community's voice, and a means to understanding controversial issues that affect all of us, all in an effort to increase the quality of life for everyone. Community radio can be accessed by every group out there, from young children to the elderly, from rich to poor, while driving in your car, sitting at your computer, or working in your garden. Through community radio, we can together gain a better insight into local issues, our neighbors, our common goals and values. Through the involvement of the entire community, in creating programming, we really do become a community radio. This touches deep in my heart. We tend to see ourselves as individuals, but we really are all connected. KBOO is one of the most powerful connecting points in this area. It's bringing us together to build a healthy, safe, tolerant, vibrant and sustainable community. I've been told that KBOO stands for dissent and resistance, that it only represents controversy, opposition, and the disadvantaged. I believe that KBOO is here for everyone. Today, most of us are in some way marginalized. We all need help and support, and we need a stronger community. I believe that KBOO is here for education, understanding, and accommodating the vast differences that exist in Portland. KBOO is about bringing people together, not segregating them or judging them or demonizing them. KBOO as love, compassion, tolerance, and an open mind is so positive and so productive. It opens hearts and minds and doors. Anger, fear, hatred, and exclusion keep us stuck, negative, and isolated. Today, I'm asking everybody to put aside the differences and rally around a bigger, more expansive, and accepting KBOO. To do this, we need every single member to become a volunteer. I will be calling a special meeting to begin organizing this effort and get everybody's thoughts and input on it. I'm inviting everyone to join in this summer mission to spread the word about KBOO, what it is and what it can do. During the next 3 months, we will use every tool available to us every community event, every opportunity, to double our membership and expand our reach. We will touch all of our neighborhoods with a grassroots, door-to-door canvassing effort, collecting information and memberships. I'm asking every member that we have, 5,000 of you, to bring in just one more member. With information from all aspects of the community, we will have all kinds of information to inform our programming so we can truly represent the community. The underserved, the disadvantaged, those who have English as a second language, those who are refugees from their own native lands. We are going to create a new and improved voting system to increase the level of educated participation by our membership in our board elections. So we are truly a democratic organization and represent the whole community. 300 voting members is not a democracy. 300 voting members don't represent the people of Portland. I believe that a KBOO that draws thousands to an annual meeting and votes for equal representation on the board is a possibility and can be a reality. Portland's population is just over 500,000. With less than 5,000 members, we're representing less than 1% of the community, yet we say we are the community radio station. My goal for KBOO is to have 10,000 members within 3 months from today. I believe we can double our active membership before the annual meeting and the board elections. Might be a bit crazy, but if we reach that goal, and I know that we can, then we make it 5,000 or 50,000 members, actually in 2014, 50,000 members next year. I believe that little more than 1% of our population is currently being served by KBOO. I also believe that in 1968, KBOO promised to serve the needs, the interests, and the issues of the community. It's time for KBOO to make good on that promise. When 100% of Portland's population are members of KBOO, then we will have fulfilled our promise and our mission of representing the community. Until then, it's a work in progress. We can and we must always strive to do better. I don't have a place and time for this organizing meeting yet, but I will be announcing those details during my weekly Navigator report on Wednesday, June 5th. So please stay tuned. But please begin spreading the word. We're going to need everyone who's listening and more to succeed with this 3-month membership campaign. I believe that if we work together, anything is possible. Let's grow and expand KBOO and be an inspiration to our community, the Cascadia region, and the world. The next 45 years are going to be interesting. They're going to be tough. There are huge changes on the horizon. We all know this in our gut. Let's put KBOO into a stronger position, a position that will be here for our children and our grandchildren. They're going to need it more than we realize. Let's start that process by building our membership base and raising awareness about what KBOO is and the value it has throughout the community. Then together, let's develop a strategy and a course we believe in and can get behind to truly have a community radio station of the people, by the people, and for the people. Andrew Geller, our membership director, put it pretty eloquently. We cherish our members. They are our strongest advocates. They're important because every day they're out there with the opportunity to talk with neighbors, family, and friends about the value of community radio. They are so important. They have the power to grow community radio. They are card-carrying members of the KBOO Foundation. They are the movement. Thanks for listening today. Please join us. The time is now. May the Force be with you. This has been Lynn Fitch, KBOO Navigator.